top of mind, Circle's OCC approval for Circle National Trust is the clearest institutional infrastructure signal of the week, but it shares the stage with Strategy's structural unwind. Circle, CRCL, surged as much as 16% before settling plus 5%. The charter brings USDC reserves under federal supervision and consolidates Circle onto a single national regulator, removing state-by-state friction. At the same time, Strategy's MNAV breakdown, compounded by a 260 MET on BTC sale and Rosenlaw securities probe, is the dominant near-term overhang on BTC price. Both stories matter for positioning. Circle's approval expands the regulated stablecoin infrastructure underneath Bitcoin liquidity. Strategy's pivot from never sell to active capital management is still being repriced. Market structure. BTC traded $64,350 Friday, recovering from a $57,700 low set last week, and had an 11% bounce. CryptoQuant's bull score index sits at 20, bearish zone. 60 plus needed for a sustainable bull market, and the 10-day 2.7B ETF outflow streak technically ended, though Wednesday saw another 85 Mentland net outflow. Spot demand remains negative, while derivatives-led buying has recovered. CryptoQuant characterizes this as a bear market bounce, not a reversal. ETF flows remain fragile. June saw 4.5B in net outflows, worst month on record per Farside. 3-day 510 Mentland inflow streak was followed by Wednesday's 85 Mentland outflow. Average ETF cost basis, Eman $83,800, Glassnode, most holders underwater. Options positioning for Friday's 1.4B Deribit expiry showed calls above $63,500 outweighing puts. Max Payne near $62,500. Bulls needed a $63,500 plus settlement to claim 190 MATS advantage. IBIT put call skew was 3.1 bearish as of late June, spot gamma data. Though that has moderated, on-chain exchange inflows spiked to 49,000 BTC on June 30th, average deposit size doubled to 2 BTC, a whale, Chachai institutional repositioning signal per CryptoQuant. Price held above 60k at ALO despite the inflows, suggesting macro, dovish Fed commentary outweighed on-chain pressure. Policy and institutions. Circle receives final OCC approval to open Circle National Trust, National Trust Bank, providing federal custody for USDC reserves. USDC reserve management is deferred to a future phase. Mizuho analyst Dan Dolev notes, USDC circulation is down from 80 by a dull peak to 73B, and Open USD Consortium, 140 plus firms including BlackRock, Coinbase, MasterCard, presents a structural competitive threat. Senator Warren opposes the OCC charter wave. Clarity Act, Senate faces the three-week window. House Financial Services Chair, French Hill and CFTC Chair Michael Selig pushed for a July floor vote before August recess. Polymarket odds fell to 39% from 74% last month. Key holdups, ethics provisions targeting Trump crypto ventures, non-custodial developer Safe Harbor, and a stablecoin yield provision reopening Genius Act. Trump financial disclosures revealed 1.16B in 2025 crypto income, 635 Memecoin royalties, 527 World Liberty financial token sales. Five Senate Democrats called for hearings. Commerce Dept simultaneously moved to ease export controls on UAE's MGX, which used Trump-linked USD1 stablecoin for its 2B Binance investment, drawing Senator Warren's corrupt characterization. No evidence of direct linkage in the rule text. New Hampshire Executive Council rejected the 100 Memeter CleanSpark-backed Bitcoin Municipal Bond 3-2. Moody's had rated it BA2. BitGo was designated custodian. State taxpayers carried zero recourse risk. Decision signals continued institutional reluctance at the state level despite favorable legal structure. Network and industry. Bitcoin Core 31.1 released. Fixes IP address leak in private broadcast, chain state compaction, MuSig2 key aggregation, and V2 P2P transport issues. Upgrade recommended for node operators using private broadcast. Mara Holdings agreed to acquire 1,200 plus acres in Matagorda County, TX, from HIF USA, targeting up to 2 gigawatts of grid capacity by April 2028 for AI, HPC, and Bitcoin mining. Mara shares plunged 15% on the announcement, stock up 54% YTD. Empire Digital sold 1,400 BTC, Comba 87 at AVG 60 Tower South and 200 since May 7th to fund an AI data center stake, 25% of a Midwest campus, repay 10 Malmster debt, and cover legal costs. Holds 1,514 BTC remaining, signals Bitcoin treasury firms using BTC as a liquidity backstop for pivots. Binance exited EU after withdrawing its MICA license application. Co-CEO Richard Teng says 70% of withdrawals went to self-custody, 30% to licensed platforms, raising questions about MICA's consumer protection efficacy. Macro linkages. US-Iran ceasefire collapse drove Brent crude from 68-75 plus, reigniting inflation fears and pushing CME FedWatch odds of a September rate hike to 69-73%, up from 42% a month prior. This directly drove BTC's Wednesday sell-off to $61,500 and constrained the subsequent recovery. Fed Chair Warsh's Sintra comments that inflation expectations have eased, July 2nd, triggered BTC's bounce back above 60K and a dollar pullback, the clearest single macro catalyst for the week's recovery. Falling DXY for three straight days supported the 64K retest. 10-year Treasury yield approaching 4.6% added pressure midweek, drawing capital toward fixed income and away from risk assets including BTC, AI sector, ARM plus 110%, AMD plus 7%, also competed for speculative flows. Standouts, Strategy's STRC preferred stock hit an intraday low of $71.25 on June 26th, now $90 with 2.55 BUSD reserve covering 17.4 months of dividends. Standard Chartered calls this a communication problem, not solvency problem. Kraken is relaunching its mobile app with agentic AI trading, recommendations only, no autonomous execution, joining Gemini, Coinbase, and Revolut in the same product category. Metaplanet, 43,000 BTC, announced a joint study with JPYC and Progmat on Bitcoin-backed digital corporate bonds in Japan. Early stage, no issuance decided, but extends Strategy's playbook to Japanese credit markets. BitGo launched a quantum risk score and UTXO remediation workflow for institutional Bitcoin custody. NIM 6.9 BTC sit in addresses with exposed public keys. Kraken won $22 million in arbitration against Mazars USA, which abandoned a near-complete audit in December 2023, citing SEC legal uncertainty. First major operation choke point 2.0 damages recovery.